Hello, everybody, and welcome into episode number 299 of the We Don't Know Their Podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
And it is an exciting day. We're in a brand new studio.
Yep.
It's very exciting.
It's our studio.
It is our studio, yes. So if you want to rent a podcast studio or come be on the We Don't Know Either podcast, you can do this now because we can do it late at night, early in the morning.
Yeah,
all those things.
All of a sudden, we don't have to schedule anything. We can just walk in and go whenever we feel like it.
We are proving right this second that we can indeed do it early in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're recording bright and early, and we're all a little bit sassy. Well, I'm very sassy, but honestly, that's normal.
When we were doing a test recording, I definitely came off a little sassy.
Yeah. Thank you for admitting that, and thank you for admitting it on air.
Absolutely.
You know what? You want to go with the secret phrase right off the bat?
What? Yeah.
I'm a little sassy.
I'm a little sassy. Sure.
Perfect.
Yes. First studio, first time, or one of the first times that the secret phrase is right off the bat. I'm a little sassy. For those of you just joining in, that means at your trivia event at Bridgetown, at Patriot, or at District Trivia here in D.C., write that secret phrase down.
Or even Old Line.
Old Line up in
Baltimore. And Old Line, yes, up in Maryland, Old Line Trivia. You write that secret phrase down, and you're going to get 5 bonus points. So thanks for listening and being a great person.
And that'll be at the bottom of your music round as well.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Michael.
You're giving away all the secrets right now.
All the secrets. Okay, so we're going to go through some interesting facts. Everyone needs to appreciate how sober we are because episode 300 is the drunk cast,
yes,
which we're all hydrating aggressively for.
as I drink my coffee.
Yes. Yeah, I have like full bottles of water. We're a week away from that. But, you know, you got to start early with the water because, you know, you got to stay hydrated.
Absolutely.
Of course.
So, Michael, why don't you first ever fact in our studio? I hope it's a good one. Lots of pressure.
I hope so, too. But let's give it a shot. So the song Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells,
cool. 'Tis the season.
Well, this episode is airing prior, or Thanksgiving week, really. This Thursday
yes.
is Thanksgiving. So I would like to boycott this question because I'm not ready for
you
Christmas
haven't heard
music
the question yet.
Until after Thanksgiving.
This is actually an anti-Christmas fact.
I went to the mall this weekend. They already have the Santa out. They already have the Christmas music going. The XM radio has already launched 17 holiday themed.
Oh, good, because I thought 16 wasn't enough.
Yeah. So, yeah, last year 16 wasn't enough. They had to add a 17th. It's the all Mariah Carey channel. It's just
All
I
Want for Christmas. Yeah, on a loop.
Oh, okay.
Which is a banger of a song, and I will listen to it on repeat. I've seen
her live.
Oh, wow.
I was in like the seventh grade, the Kiss FM Jingle Ball in LA, their winter concert. I won tickets on the radio. It was awesome.
That is really cool. But I don't want to be a bah humbug. Some people like it early. I just like to condense the special times into one awesome month instead of spreading it out.
We should start doing that here. This is kind of like a radio show. We should start giving away tickets to things for listeners
someday
on the radio.
There you go.
Someday. That's in the works. Okay, Michael, so your fact about Jingle Bells.
Yes. It was not originally a Christmas song.
Was it for Thanksgiving?
Okay, moving on to the next fact.
Was it really?
It was for Thanksgiving. That was the whole fact. I was going to ask which holiday it was for.
Well, it is Thanksgiving holiday.
Right,
but it seems very poignant.
The whole point was this is not a Christmas song, which is why I liked the fact, because I also believe it's too early for all the Christmas stuff. As a big fan of Thanksgiving, it incorporates the three things I love most, family, food, and football. I mean...
And Lindsay went and ruined it by getting it right immediately off the bat.
No, I didn't even get the question out. So, all right, your turn, Lindsay.
Well, it makes sense, right? It is a Thanksgiving episode of the podcast. And I'm thankful that you made that fact so easy to guess. So
I'm happy to help. It turns out it's also originally it was a drinking song. It was also not. It's not like this jolly family song. It was
how do you play? All right. So this is my now I'm fully bought into your fact.
Right.
I was originally going to say it was terrible, but now I'm fully bought in. How do you play the Jingle Bells drinking game? And is there any way we're not doing that on the Drunk Cast?
I'll tell you what. As soon as I get there, as soon as I get this worked out, we will be playing next week. Like during the podcast, we'll try to get this done. I don't know if there's a drinking game attached to it, but it is a drinking. It started as a drinking song.
Oh, okay. Well, a drinking song versus a drinking game, you got to be very specific.
Either, okay.
I mean, one, everybody both wins, everybody both wins. What is that? What are those words?
Those words belong in next week's episode.
Everybody wins. Okay, so why a Thanksgiving song? What? Tell us more about how this originated.
Well, the whole point of it is it's a sleigh riding song. And I guess back in the day, that was tied more towards Thanksgiving than it was Christmas. for some reason.
I guess you travel more for Thanksgiving to be with family, so you get in your family sleigh and get sloshed on the way to grandma's house for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is prior to her getting run over by a reindeer, so.
Right.
We don't have a soundboard still.
Thank God.
We do have an open slot on the mixing board, though, where we could install a soundboard.
Are you kidding me? I think Lizzie's going to figure out how to put one on her phone and plug it in.
Yeah. No. Okay. So, Michael, that's it? That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Okay. Cool.
I thought that fact would go longer, but, you know, by me asking the question, but apparently not.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump the gun, but it just kind of made so much sense.
It really did. It's the bottom line, Michael, is I think that your fact was poignant. It was time sensitive. It made all the sense in the world.
Thank you.
I'm going to actually segue there because it's pretty perfect, as we do. So, Michael, Nick and I don't mean to belittle your fact.
Okay.
And the word belittle is my interesting fact.
Okay.
So which U.S. president made the word belittle? Or who is credited by inventing the word belittle?
Michael.
Do you know the answer?
I don't know.
Okay.
My prediction is, Michael, you're going to say Taft. Yeah. You are definitely wrong.
Okay.
Nick, I think that you probably will logic your way into getting this.
Okay. I do have some logical thoughts behind my process, but I wanted Michael to go first because I have realized over the last couple of weeks that the way I play trivia is to listen to other people and they use words that eventually lead me to the right answer. So I guess the way you can look at it is every right answer I get starts with somebody else's good idea.
Yeah, so, you need the pitcher to hit the home run, right?
Yeah.
The pitcher to throw the ball so you can hit the home run.
Right, exactly.
So I was actually working on a little bit of logic through this.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to think of, you know, there are those historical figures that were really good at, like, the insults, the clapbacks.
Okay.
So I don't remember who it is off the top of my head. Nick, you might be able to help me out here. But it was I think it was somebody that called a woman ugly, and then the woman called him drunk.
Okay.
And he responds, "That may be true, man, but tomorrow I will be sober and you will still be ugly."
Right. That was Churchill, wasn't it?
I think that was Churchill. Exactly. Yeah. So I'm thinking about those historical figures in U.S. history.
Sure.
Because to think of a word like belittle.
Right.
I mean, that's got to come from just a fire insult.
That makes much more logic than mine does. So okay. my thought process was James Madison.
Okay.
Was the shortest president.
That was the other way I was going.
And I thought to do that. But since you know, you were going with the insult mentality.
Right. So I was thinking like Grant.
Okay. Just a drunken general.
Yeah. Just okay. Kind of.
That's the way you're going.
I didn't know that Grant had that reputation of being a drunk. Or are we just.
The drunk thing I think is pretty well established. Wasn't he the guy that said like. When he was fighting the Civil War, maybe it was somebody in the South that was like, "Oh, he's known for drinking this bourbon." Then it's like, and he's like, "Well, buy my generals a bottle of whatever he's having."
Okay, maybe, I don't know.
I just googled President Grant drunk, and the first article is Grant's lifelong struggle with alcohol. And then the next one is, did Grant have a drinking problem? Trump called Grant an alcoholic. Was a Civil War general real? Historic reputation of Grant. So, I don't know
that,
if it's a rumor or
right.
if it's confirmed, but other people are saying it. So you're rumor mongering, Michael. Okay. So your guess is Grant. Okay.
I'm going to go with Grant for right now until you tell me it's wrong, and then I'll come up with – and then I'll go Taft again.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you letting me ask the question.
Sure.
All right. So like I said, my first thought was the smallest president, which I believe was – it was either Madison or Monroe, and I want to say it was Madison.
Mm-hmm.
I don't – it's one or the other, I think. But that being said, as Michael was talking, I was rolling through things in my head, and I think statistically the best option is to go with one of the best writers as a president, which would have been Jefferson, wrote the Declaration of Independence and was known as a great writer. That's why they gave him the job of writing the Declaration of Independence. So given the fact that he was a writer and that writers invent words, I'm going with Jefferson.
All right.
Yeah. That's correct. And okay. I knew that you would get there. And I knew 100% that you would get there. So James Madison, by the way, is our shortest president.
Okay.
5'4".
Right.
Which is
teeny tiny.
Which is short, yeah, but fairly average. And then Jefferson is one of the tallest presidents. Well, not in the top 3, but he was
during
fifth.
The time frame.
Yeah, well, Jefferson's fifth. Actually, yeah, he's 6'2", Trump 6'3", Washington 6'3", LBJ 6'4", and then Lincoln was also 6'4". So Jefferson in the top 5.
So 6'4 is the tallest president ever.
Correct. Yeah, good bonus fact.
That's, yeah, that's
bonus
a good,
fact.
That's a good fact.
So you said Madison was 5'4"?
Correct.
Just for some historical kind of perspective, Napoleon was somewhere between 5'5 and 5'7".
Oh, yeah.
Just fun fact.
Cool. Bonus fact. Thanks for that, Michael. Yeah, so this guy, Count de Buffon, B-U-F-F-O-N, I'm not sure if that name
came up
eventually
with
came and evolved into buffoon and the word we know it today. I don't know that.
Cytoplasmic entomology? Entomology is about like cytoplasmic encephalization? I don't know.
I don't know what you're trying to say, to be honest, but
okay.
Are you talking etymology? Where it's
etymology. Yeah, it's the etymology of a word is where a word comes from. And
right.
Cytoplasmic, I want to say encephalization, is the phrase for how a term translates from one word to another.
Oh, well, that would be a very cool thing to know. We definitely need to look up that word and then try to say it next week on episode 300.
Oh, sure.
So Buffon wrote a few books about natural history in the United States. And some critics were very much, oh, this guy is more poet than scientist. And Jefferson just did not like what this guy had to say about the wonders of America and, you know, at the time referred to as the New World. So Jefferson, you know, he was a naturalist, farmer as well, and he just didn't like it. So in 1788, he wrote describing it. At the moment, Jefferson created a new word, belittle. He said, the Count de Buffon believes the nature belittles her productions on this side of the Atlantic. And then Noah Webster, as you know from Webster's Dictionary, liked the word, added it in, belittle, to make small, unimportant. And so there's been this big debate since then, well, not still today, but in the following century about will this word stick? And obviously it has, and I want to use it more in my everyday language. So, yeah.
Well, you work with me, so I feel like you're going to have the opportunities. I figure if I don't take the shot, if you guys don't take the shots and I get them in first, then we're okay.
This is why we haven't had interns in a while. No. but this is according to Voice of America and Learning English in their series. Okay. So
I'd also like to point out my logic of, like, presidents that can hit back, that clap back kind of logic. I've listened to Hamilton and I've seen it live. I was on the right track.
Jefferson can.
Oh, those cabinet battles.
Based entirely on historical accuracy, that's actually how they did it.
Absolutely. They picked up the mics.
The problem with your generation, all of your history is based on musical theater.
Yeah, and it's a great musical. It's a great musical theater to base it on. That's for darn sure.
Right. Yeah. I was gonna say.
Mm-hmm.
One of the lines that has stuck in my head from the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
As we prepare for our Marvel trivia that's coming up, I'm sure sometime here in the next 6 months. Yeah.
R.I.P.
What a sad day. But anyway, there's a line in the new Avengers movie, Infinity War, where they go, they say to Thor, "You made that up," and he goes, "All words are made up."
Yeah.
That one line has blown my mind. So I'm like, "Oh my god, all words are made up." That's absolutely amazing. So you talk about like Count de Buffon or belittle or all of this other stuff. It's like, "Oh, this person made up that word." Yeah, all words are made up. So. Yeah. Yeah, drove me nuts thinking about the actual, you know, all of this, you know, psychological torture coming from a Marvel movie.
He broke your brain.
Yeah,
Thor.
He did. He really did. All right. My interesting fact, I have no good segue.
He's the god of thunder and not even the god of tricks.
I know. It's ridiculous. All right. So my interesting fact is U.S. state-based. There's so many good U.S. state facts.
Yeah, well, there's 50 of them. So.
Yeah, there's so many different facts. And then the statistics that go around with all the facts. all right. Which U.S. state has the highest incarceration rate per 100,000 population?
Oh, it's got to be Florida. It's just like, is there any
why
way?
Why Florida?
Not, why Florida?
Because Florida man.
Florida man.
Okay.
If you want a great Twitter follow, Florida man.
What is Florida man?
It's all headlines that include the words Florida man.
Right.
So it's like, Florida man arrested after using alligator in the carpool lane.
Right.
Okay.
It's these ridiculous articles.
Right.
I made that one up.
But I'm
it's on that level.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, cool.
Yeah, Florida man arrested trying to use alligator as passenger for carpool lane. Florida man drowns in his own swimming pool after drinking 50 cases of PBR. Florida man, I mean, it's all those ridiculous stories, and there's a whole Twitter account that just posts those headlines about Florida man.
The most recent one at the top of the one right now, Florida man removes woman's kidney during back surgery because he thought it was a tumor.
Oh. Man, okay. This is why the internet was invented.
Florida man tries to steal a car from jail parking lot moments after being released from car theft. Fun fact, there was a cop in the car he was trying to steal.
So you're saying that that contributes to the arrest rate that Nick is asking about?
I'm saying we recently had a bonus round, a puzzle round, that was ridiculous headline, and you had to fill in whether it was Florida or Ohio.
Right. Florida man or Ohio man.
Exactly.
World's worst superheroes.
Yes. I'm saying just the ridiculousness that comes out of Florida, like, my gut immediately just started screaming Florida.
Okay. I think that's a very good guess. It's a pretty big state. There are jails there, as there are other states. I feel like since it's per 100,000, I'm trying to talk my. I want to go south, but I now that it's per instead of just total, that makes me think. Oh, maybe it's like a smaller state with a higher rate.
Sure.
Okay, I can see where you're going there.
So I was going to guess like a Mississippi or an Alabama.
Okay.
But I'm going to go way off that.
Okay.
And I'm going to say Connecticut.
Connecticut.
I think that a lot of people move out of New York. They move into Connecticut. It's smaller, so the incarceration rate is up.
Right. But it's per 100,000 people.
I don't know.
Okay. So, Michael, you are not correct.
Okay.
Congrats.
However, Florida is number 3 overall.
Okay.
With number year-end in prison or jail. Number of people in prison or jail at year's end, 149,800 people.
And that's total population
in
jail?
That is the total population in jail.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I mean, if you're going to talk total population in jail, I almost feel like just law of large numbers, number 1 has to be California.
Number 2 is California.
Okay.
Number 1 would be Texas on that list. But that is not what I'm asking.
Sure.
For what I'm asking is per 100,000 people, Florida is number 13.
Mm. Interesting.
So not even in the top 10 with 900 people per 100,000.
So I think, Lindsay, what you were just talking about definitely skews right.
So Lindsay had Vermont. Okay.
She had Connecticut.
Oh, you had Connecticut. Sorry. I thought you had Vermont, which I was very excited about because there's.
That was 50.
This includes the 50 states and the District of Columbia.
Okay.
And Vermont was 50, which I was really excited about. Connecticut is much, much higher. It's number 41.
Dang it. Okay.
Number 41 at 530 people per 100,000.
So I went from one end of the spectrum of being 100% right with Michael's to being almost 100% wrong with your fact.
Exactly. Now,
so where does like Lindsay's original guess of like Mississippi drop in?
Mississippi is number 3.
Okay.
Wow.
At 1260, and Alabama is number 5 at 1080. So you were all over it with your initial thoughts, with your southern thoughts. Louisiana was formerly number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Again, going southern. They are now number 2. But the number 1 state for incarceration rate per 100,000.
I want to give it one more swing.
Okay.
Kentucky?
Kentucky is number 9 on the list. Number 9 on the list. This is just for adults because they also have a category for all ages.
Oh.
That's where it gets depressing.
Yeah, and it's the same answer for both. So
okay.
It doesn't really matter. Oklahoma.
Okay,
Oklahoma is number 1 with 1,310 people per 100,000 adults.
Okay, there's a very obvious answer as to why I didn't get this.
Okay.
The musical Oklahoma didn't tell me so.
That's true.
Yes.
Considering you base all of your history on musical theater. Yes, but
I don't remember the prison scene in Oklahoma.
However, you are well versed about Surrey's with the fringe on top.
Oh,
showing off my musical theater knowledge.
Oh my goodness. I need a groaner sound effect, but you make, oh man. Okay. So we have like just a few more minutes before we wrap up. So I have a few bonus facts that I want to throw out because I think they're all really interesting, and whatever I don't use, I will bring into next week. So
you will attempt to bring into next week and attempt to remember what they are as we sit here drunkenly trying to figure out how to do a 20-minute podcast.
Yes. Well, we are going to prep, and I'm going to make my outline prior to the drinking starting. That's the plan anyway. Okay, so I have a world record. Okay, that's your option number one, your world record.
Okay.
Option number two is historical revenge. Okay, just going to leave it at that.
All right.
And then option number three isn't really a fact as much as I need to point it out because it's really kind of cool.
Well, let's go with you needing to point something out.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're going to have a hard time keeping it in until the next week's podcast. You're just going to blurt it out at some point.
That's very true. So I love one of my favorite things about the internet, because I don't think the internet gets sometimes enough love for the great gifts that it gives us.
Okay.
So an article went viral, in the last week or so. A college had a bathroom that had a paper towel dispenser out, and then there was like a hidden back room.
Like empty?
No, the bathroom still worked, but a paper towel dispenser.
The dispenser was out. Yeah. Empty.
And there was like a hole in the wall, and somebody built a shrine to a celebrity in this back little room. And it was this well-known kind of thing around campus that people would go and leave sacrifices as in like trash, really.
Right.
And other gifts to this shrine of this celebrity. He recently tweeted about it and acknowledged its existence. The college is Purchase University in New York. Who is this celebrity that they had a shrine to? It's since been taken down since it's gone viral, unfortunately. Sure. But who did they have a shrine to?
So I think the thought process on this is to figure out what celebrity is synonymous with garbage.
Mm-hmm. That would be a very, very good idea.
I'm going to go with
the point guy, you on that. I'm going to point you down that path.
Who was the guy that was in the band Garbage that produced the last Foo Fighters record?
I have no idea.
That's going to bother me for just a minute.
My 90s pop culture knowledge of producers of bands is not high. I'm going to have to go with a Kardashian. I'm going to say Rob Kardashian. Because when I think Garbage, I think Rob Kardashian.
Oh, coming out swinging. Okay.
See, now I feel less good about my guess, but I was looking for Butch Vig.
Okay.
But yeah, now that you said Rob Kardashian, that makes a little bit more sense.
Oh, you're in agreement with me.
I'm saying it's somebody at that level.
Okay.
Butch Vig, who's an amazing producer, it's like, okay, maybe people aren't leaving trash.
Sure.
Would a music producer go viral? That's the other thing, too, is why is this so funny?
Well, I mean, you'd be like, if you look at his career, he did the Nirvana records. He's done two or three of the Foo Fighters records. He was in Garbage. Like, he's this amazing, talented musician. But yeah, you're right. And on a college campus where they're just going to have a shrine in the back room, probably not Butch Vig.
No. So no good garbage guess? No garbage celebrity guesses?
See, what I'm trying to
think
of...
Who do you consider to be a garbage celebrity?
No. We can get into the whole Paris Hiltons of the world.
Sure.
I mean, we can do that. I was thinking somebody synonymous that, like, somebody went to Purchase University in New York.
Oh, like an alumnus.
Yes, exactly.
Mm, okay.
Okay.
Or rumored to be there.
Like a Miley Cyrus.
Exactly.
Right? Like they went, but not really.
I have no name.
Okay.
All right. I think, collectively, as a team, Michael and I are going to go with Rob Kardashian.
Yes.
Okay. That's incorrect.
Aw.
This is a star of a sitcom, one of the longest running, 13 seasons, I think, and counting, unless it wrapped up, I'm not sure. One of the few that is based in a city that I lived in.
What's the 13? Charlie Day?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's Charlie Day?
It's not Charlie Day.
Oh,
it's Danny
DeVito. Danny DeVito. Yeah.
So it's Danny DeVito. The sign underneath read, "Leave an offering for our Lord and Savior Danny DeVito, patron saint of trash men." And so there's this full shrine. The students that kind of recently discovered this hidden gem on the college campus, they had heard a rumor about it and then went to
investigate.
They
went searching for it, yeah.
Yeah, they have air dryers now, and so there was trash and things in the room with, like, actual paper towels. So this thing, they said, had to have been there for, like,
forever,
years, and it's collectively grown and grown and grown. But, yeah, they have a shrine to Danny DeVito, and he has since tweeted about it and told them, "Your shrine honors me. My heart is filled with love and garbage.
Your God looks down upon you with benevolence and
yeah.
gifts of of rotten apple cores. Yeah.
By the way, Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
4'10".
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Danny DeVito, very short.
Shorter than James Madison.
That's exactly what I
was
going
for. By a large margin. Yeah. By half a foot.
Yeah, yeah. And I love that he says, my heart is filled with love and garbage, which I feel like I want to kind of put as one of those inspirational quotes on my wall because it's just true.
Right.
And then he also had a very nice word. He said, above all, be kind to each other, pick up trash, recycle, and be aware of plastics in the ocean. So thank you, Danny DeVito. And
for making our environment better by being the patron saint of garbage.
Yeah, and thank you, Pleasant in New York, for this wonderful antidote. Oh, damn it.
Keep trying.
Nope.
You can get
there.
Keep
going. You go ahead.
We believe it.
We're going to wait.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not going to close out the episode until you try again.
I think we will. I'll work on it for next week because that's another one of the words like foliage, which I cannot say.
Foliage?
Yeah. Leaves falling. I don't know. Pick an easier word.
If you were poisoned, how would you go about remedying that
antidote.
Situation? You would take the antidote.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you had a mildly
humorous
amusing story that you'd like to share with the group, that would be a...
antidote. Nope, I'm saying the same thing. Dang it. Okay. This has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I definitely don't know
anecdote.
Either. Anecdote.
Not even close.
I don't... Okay. I'm sorry. No, we don't
know.
Everyone doesn't need to learn... Well, I need to go back to my learning English site for the words.
Right.
Stop belittling me. This has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
This is We Don't Know Either. Just have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.